Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's a Monday. We ain't fucking around, bitch. We're live. We're live. We're alive. And we're live. And we're live. Zach D'Amico. He's the man. He's got a big, fat dick. And I don't know how to rhyme. And I'm gonna get the gun put in my ass. Because I got to battle Big J. And he's gonna be a better rapper than me. Than me. Oh, yes, I just said Big J. Zach has some colored glasses. He cannot get some passes. He cannot get some classes. He cannot get some asses. And here we got Joe Gorman. He's not Mormon. He is Shorman. And we got Katie Boyle. She got a fucking Doyle in her boil. Oil. Donkey. I'm fucking going to get killed in this rap competition.
That was incredible, dude.
That was all off the dome. Just
I
so you guys know.
I hope so.
That wasn't written.
I hope you weren't sitting in on the bus with a notepad like Eminem.
When's the rap battle?
We're having a rap battle at Skankfest, me versus Big J. Loser gets a gun in the ass. the third final gun in the ass happening at Skankfest. Hopefully you guys can be there. Shout out to all the Gas Digital subscribers. If you guys are watching live right now, you are a subscriber. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening on iTunes or Spotify, you should be a subscriber. Go to Gas Digital. You get the pre-release of this episode. It's uncensored. It's ad-free. You faggots. You don't even know what I just said there. That was bleeped. Who knows what I just called you? Okay? Go to Gas Digital. Subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. Get a $1.50 a month off. It's only $9 a month of the premium service. Bonus episode every Friday. Ad-free, uncensored episodes, pre-release on the episodes, live premiere on the episodes. Get the racist live chat as well. Fragile Ass Athlete says, what's up, Dickies? Ooh. Hector J. Gomez says, yo, the real Hitler called me a nogger. Lots of deep fakes of Katie Boyle right
one
now.
One really good one. Yikes.
Yeah, solid deep fakes of Katie Boyle. If you guys want to see Katie Boyle naked,
someone
subscribe to Gas Digital.
Hold on. One of Katie's Mindy's.
Let me say, is that going to be illegal? It is, right?
It is illegal.
It's illegal currently to make a deepfake of somebody.
Yeah, because Scarlett Johansson sued a bunch of people for using her likeness in porno.
Brooks, you got to chill. And you got to stop. I just read an article about this. Where was it? It was on Reddit, I think.
Yeah.
Just a random Reddit article came out where some guy got arrested for making child AI porn.
Ew.
Right? Yikes. And then the debate was like, technically, there's not a real victim, right? Technically, it's just like shit. So if I drew right, look, if I drew, I'm going to draw a penis right
now. Don't draw
it. If you draw it, it's
I'm drawing a penis.
They're taking it from real kids' photos.
This is a baby's penis. Just so you guys know, that's a baby's penis I just drew.
Now,
is this illegal? Am I creating a crime?
Now attach that to the Prophet Muhammad.
I will. Here we go.
We're going to get, watch out.
Turban.
It looks
like a rattlesnake head.
Yeah. He probably had one of those little red dots, right?
I think that's a different religion.
He's got tits.
A different
sex. He's got tits.
Yeah.
He's got
Jesus. Put Jesus in there. Come on.
Penis,
if we're doing it, do it all.
And he's got hot tits.
Nice.
And feet.
No one cares about desecrating Christ anymore. That's old
it's been done so much.
That's the Prophet Muhammad.
It's the Prophet Muhammad with tits and a baby penis. Are you going to have to blur this, Shannon? Probably, right?
I'm time stamping it just to be safe.
Nice, dude.
Is that a real fucking thing? Can we get canceled for that? Can we
get
sued for that?
You won't get in trouble for it, Lewis. You're too real ass, dude. They're too afraid.
Well, that's not it anymore. Now we're too Lewis and Zach. We're changing the name of the show.
Uh-oh.
The Lewis and Zach Show coming.
Are you?
Soon, very soon, yeah.
Not real ass podcast anymore.
Yeah, we're rebranding.
Really?
Well, number one, we've been doing the show for a decade. You know.
Nice.
It could just be a bigger show. I gotta be honest with you. But yeah, we started getting...
throttled.
Sort of getting throttled on YouTube. Our YouTube numbers are like a third of what they were even a few months
ago. Because of ass in the title?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a combination, I think, of everything. A lot of people were saying, you're an idiot, dude. You guys fucking have rape drops. You draw the Prophet Muhammad. Right, you fucking, you know, have N-word drops. You have all that
ass
stuff.
What's up,
but
nigga.
We do all that shit on Legion of Skanks. We do all that shit on all the other shows, and we're not having our shit throttled, right? I feel like Real Ass Podcast is gotten specifically... They're like, yeah, that fucking channel's got
to
go.
We're
my
too
channel.
Powerful together.
Yeah, it's like you're
maybe we don't change it. Maybe we create a new channel. I have no idea. But my Lewis J. Gomez comedy channel, for sure, without a doubt, unquestionably, is getting everything is being age restricted on it now. I don't know if it's being reported by fans or what.
Well, probably once like the election's over, you'll see your algorithm return.
Maybe you're right. But you're right. It might be the election as well. There's a lot of things. I'm just saying. Maybe it's also I've been doing the show for so long. If it's not a show that's getting 100,000 hits an episode, we have to do something different, right? Yeah. We should change it. I don't fucking do this for my health. I do this because it's a business, and I do it because it's fun. I'm lucky to be in a position where the things that I do creatively, I get to make a little bit of money for. So if I'm spending the amount of time doing it, how about I just try to do things differently? Make a little bit of more cashola, you know? Why not? Yeah. Make it a bigger show. It should be a bigger show. Me and Zach are fucking the best in the biz, you know?
That's what's up, nigga. Oh,
yeah. It's the closest you're going to get to late 90s, early 2000s radio.
This is it. This is it, man. That's all you got. Real ass podcast. The only real podcast left out there.
Can I ask about the deep fake?
Really, Katie? Now you're gonna be
you
an asshole.
See it, they're good.
Really, they are pretty good. It's nice. Your tits look phenomenal.
No, not mine. Ew. No, no, I don't like. My tits look great in real life, so I don't need a deep fake.
Hell yeah.
But,
hell yeah.
No. What I wanted to ask is, do they use actual kids' pictures they find online?
I don't know. Do
they scan in like a baby?
That's why I think it's bad.
So here's the thing. I believe my understanding of how AI art works is
they draw from
everything. So if you write baby dick, but can they come up with a baby dick? No, there's no pictures of baby dicks. ChatGPT is not drawing from a child porn database.
You upload that picture of Leonardo da Vinci's The Visible Man where the dude is like this and they scan it and then you can do an age reversal until it's a little baby.
Really?
And that's the basis of it. Yeah. And
you know
actually
a lot
see like
of this.
A little baby.
Are you doing this? Are you creating deep fake child porn?
Am I doing this?
Sorry, that's just my stressed out face.
Why are you stressed out? Relax.
She's turning Chinese.
Oh, hey. Relax. My hands
it's
are
very
here.
Stressful over there, okay?
Yeah, I mean, look, I there's something about like I understand the debate. I understand the debate, right? If it's a fucking person who's just a pervert, right? And they're like, let's say there's a guy who's a really good artist and he's a pedophile.
Right. Are you worried should that
separate the art from the artist?
But should he be arrested? Should he be arrested if he's drawing his own like
what if
realistic lifestyle fucking like child porn? Mm-hmm. Like just ranted shit. Should he be arrested for creating that art for himself?
We gotta ask the AI artist. It's like, do you actually claim that you made this art? Because this is child pornography. And then he has to be like, oh, no, the robot made it. And that will settle it once and for all. Is AI legitimate art?
I don't know. It's at the very least, like... So, but anyway, what I thought of...
I think we have to see is child porn legitimate art?
Well, let's pull it up right now. Let's pull up a little CP.
But no, I'm trying to go like... that's one step away from deep fakes being a crime. Right, just in general. Are you sure
crime.
They're becoming a crime?
Is
deep faking a nude woman a crime in any jurisdiction in the world right now?
It should be a crime.
Shut up.
It should absolutely be a crime.
They are not inherently illegal, but they become unlawful if they infringe on intellectual property rights, violate personal rights through the creation of non-consensual pornography, disseminate misinformation, or pose a threat.
I'll inseminate some information.
Ooh. I thought Scarlett Johansson was suing somebody over that.
I think it
could be defamation.
A civil case versus a crime is different, right? So you can sue somebody for technically whatever.
She could probably argue people see this and think I did porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
and that's
I specifically
it could cost me work in the future.
Because I specifically said at the beginning of this show, right? Subscribe see deepfakes of Katie Boyle. Nice. Because I advertise it that way, it's not a crime, but Katie for sure has a legal, civil case to stand on right now. If she really wanted to be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nice. I can't fill out paperwork, so it'd be too stressful.
You can't fill out a bra either, apparently.
Hey, I can. Wait, I'm covering them now.
I'm sorry.
Just look at the deepfakes.
I'm talking about the deepfake ones. They were good.
I think my only issue with it is that once something goes out on the internet, people don't, they just take it as fact. So let's say like my brothers or my dad, they might be like, if that came across, they might be like, why did she post?
After they came across it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they would, but that's what the, if it, like, what
that
if,
is
what
the
if,
nicest deepfake I've ever wanted to come across.
But what if it got sent into like, you know, the way like a boy's WhatsApp group or something. Yeah. And so then it's just, it just seems unbelievable to be like, no, it's a deepfake. So it's, that's why it's kind
how
of
how many men in the world have nudes of you? Jorge, put on the sexy music real quick. Just real quick. How many men in the world?
Ballpark.
We've all...
A ballpark full?
With my face or without my face?
Just nudes in general.
Because there's... Without my face.
There's a lot without your face.
There's a few. Oh my God, Katie. I was being careful.
Katie, just send me some without your face. Who cares? Don't be an asshole. You have a boyfriend still, right?
I have a new boyfriend.
You broke up with the other guy, and now there's a new one?
I broke up with
him. Are you a serial monogamous?
I'm like you.
I am a serial monogamous.
I have to be in a relationship.
My therapist was straight up like, stop.
Oh, damn.
What are you doing?
I like it. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
I like to talk to someone.
All right. So there's a new boyfriend. How long have you been with this guy?
Just 2 months.
2 months.
But right, I used to.
But he had some nudes before you guys got together. Did he get some nudes?
No, but he's gotten some faceless ones.
He's
now.
Got some faceless ones in the past.
No, so now, not in the past.
No, now. Yeah. But he's your boyfriend. You want to give him a face one? My girlfriend better be willing to film straight up throat fucking on camera. Are you out of your mind?
Whoa.
If you're going to be my girlfriend.
I'm trying to
think. If you want to be my girlfriend.
You want to be my girlfriend? You better let me actually film hardcore, aggressive, pornographic films with you.
Put in the face one. I think it's just my phone was in my face, and then the other one there was steam in the shower. So
steam,
my face.
Ooh, steamy. This is hot. This is very good. So, how many men in the world do you think have nudes of you? What do you think?
Like minimum three.
Three.
Minimum three. Yeah.
Minimum three. That's not that many.
No. Not like many. I would know who leaked it. I would be like, okay, guys, we have to sit down.
So do you ever send the same nude to... Because girls do that. By the way, you whores, just so you know. Mm-hmm. Me and my boys, sometimes we'll compare the nudes that you send us both. Oh. And we go, oh, it's the same nude, you lazy fucking bitch.
You yeah, line them up on like really Photoshop. Nice.
No, I can't because my apartment
Jorge,
has changed.
Anytime Jorge talks
boyfriend.
For the rest of the show, please. Jorge, I'm sorry. Katie? What are you saying?
No, my apartment has changed each boyfriend, so it'd be obvious if I sent the same
nude. I see. What is the nastiest photo that you've sent? The nastiest one. Come on, Katie. I'm talking about like fucking. What were you doing? And describe it.
No, I haven't.
You haven't sent anything nasty.
No, I.
No, just... no, nothing spread.
No.
British flag.
I think the subtleness is more sexy.
The subtleness, right? The subtleness is not more sexy, Katie. I want to see what you ate for lunch through your vagina. I want it to be open, and I want it to be just close up. I want to be able to, yeah, that's what I want.
I want it to be nearly medical.
Does this look okay?
Nearly medical, name of the podcast. So nothing, so it's subtle, like a little bit, you hold the tit.
No, cover, I leave my boobs out.
Your boobs are out, but no vag.
There's ones with my vagina, but it's not like my clit. I'm not like up there like, does this look on. Like a cancer?
We don't, how do, all right, Jorge, stop. I'm talking now, Jorge. It's not sexy when I do it. When you, because here's the thing, you'll be DMing with a girl, right? Or texting with a girl, and you're like, oh yeah, send me something hot. And then she sends this fucking artful horse shit, right? And you're like, all right, like, how do I skip ahead the next hour? I'm trying to come right now. I'm trying to jerk off. And now I have to maintenance jerk while I'm waiting for you to send me an actual nasty
watching
photo.
Watching the three dots.
You ever maintenance tug to a three dot? Like, come on, send me something good. Then she sends you a fucking covered up tit shot with a little bit of her chin in it. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Send me your cunt.
That should be a sound. That's fun. Send me your cunt.
Nice.
Thanks, Will.
I just realized the music keeps coming on when I'm talking.
Yeah.
Have you ever sent a nude to a guy that wasn't your boyfriend while you were with somebody?
Ooh. No.
Katie's
even...
a good girl. She would never do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've never cheated or anything. It gives me too much anxiety to even. Ugh. The trouble? Ugh. Oh, thank you.
I used to look. All right. Jorge, stop. I used to look for the trouble. I think the trouble used to turn me on.
No.
Back in the day, dude, just like. juggling three girls, like being like lying to all of them and just trying to play the game of like, ooh, I hope I don't get caught. This is dangerous.
It's like spinning plates.
Yeah, dude.
I work late on Saturdays. I'm on the road this week. I gotta be with my son.
that anxiety.
I got a crazy ex I can't talk about you online.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Factor Meals. I love Factor Meals. FactorMeals.com is a website. They have incredible, incredible ready-to-eat meal kits that are delivered right to your door. They help you fuel up fast. They're ready in just 2 minutes, Zach and Miko. What is there not to love about Factor Meals?
Factor Meals, they're absolutely the best. You can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, lots of great stuff. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have dinner, they have snacks, and whatever your dietary restrictions are, if you're keto, if you're vegan, whatever you're doing, they have got you covered.
Try them out, man. All you got to do is, if you want to give it a shot, and you really will love this company, is go to factormeals.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP50. And you're going to save 50% off your order today. Once again, that is factormeals.com/RAP50. And use the promo code RAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? Dude, that anxiety was sort of what did it for me. Like, there was, like, you know, going from one girl to the next and fucking just trying to fucking, like, you know. I told this story before, right? I shot two girls show up at the Comedy Store one night.
Yikes.
And
were they at the same table?
No. But I was like, how am I going to fucking hang out with both these girls?
God.
And then I remember I told the one girl, I was like, oh, you see that blonde over there? I was like, that's my agent. And I was like, I got to like schmooze with her the whole night. So, you know, so then literally the other girl who was a brunette was just watching me flirt with the blonde the whole night. I'm like, business, you know?
Nice.
And then, yeah, I mean, it was.
I shouldn't clap, but it's really funny.
It was fucking. I'm a nasty boy.
The girl's thinking maybe this is the reason your career is like this, because your agent's a 19-year-old blonde.
Maybe you should stop making out with your agent in the back of the comedy club. And yeah, so that was but yeah, I've definitely changed for sure.
Nice.
Like, I realize exactly how much. Like, I don't have my I had a therapy session literally on my ride in today. I do BetterHelp, so I did it. The only time I could do it was when I was actually driving in today. And she was like, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. She was like, you seem pretty mentally healthy right now. And I was like, what?
The shock in her voice.
It was, I mean, I just, you know, for the most part, right? You know, what are the goals in life, right? The goal is to make a little bit of money, create some amazing memories with my family, feel creatively fulfilled. Mm. I'm doing that.
Plus, when you do more stand-up or get more, like, you know, you probably get a lot of adrenaline from that. Whereas you're probably getting adrenaline from cheating and stuff too.
Probably, then. Yeah. Oh, whereas, and there's also, you know, it's like a Freudian thing, right? It's feeling great and it's getting laid, right? So you get to feel like you're the fucking man.
Oh.
And I think before you're doing anything in your career, that's an easy replacement. You're like, oh, I got fucking all these chicks that are kind of lusting after me. And you feel like you're important. You're getting laid. There's like that itch being scratched for a man. Yeah. It is like the most fucking primal thing in the world. We want to fucking get laid and feel important, dude. That is like.
Yeah, there can be 12 people in the audience, but if two of them want to fuck you.
That's it, dude. Like, that's a full sold out show.
Dude, 15% of this audience wants to suck my cock. He's got to spin it, right? But I think that I'm overall in a better psychological place than I've been ever in my entire life, ever.
Nice. Now you're ready for the ultimate adrenaline rush, growing old with somebody you love.
No, stop it.
Come on.
No.
Why not?
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Aren't you afraid of falling in the shower and, like, who's going to help you then?
His son.
Yeah. James is out doing shit.
He's gonna land on him.
Yeah.
Would you though, like, this question for men, because, like, I know, like, when I talk to my girlfriends, the reason why they wouldn't like to cheat or any of that stuff, or like text, because they don't if they can do it, then they think the guy can do it. So it's better if you don't do it, because then you've trust. So, like, if you're talking to those two girls, you're like, this is my agent, this is, are you not worried then that they're, but I guess you weren't monogamous.
They're doing it. They have an agent and another guy. And everyone's like, this is a never-ending cycle. We're all
it's
just
like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, fucking.
But I guess they weren't your girlfriends. So
girls
it's different.
Aren't scummy like that. They are here.
This is
and
my
there.
Publicist, Jamal.
Girls aren't scummy like that. Just in general. I'm not saying that there are no scummy girls out there. Dougie, there's a fucking, I won't even say this. Oh, this is there's some scummy gals out there. Nice. There are, but it's rare. When you meet a scumbag bitch, like a real scumbag bitch, you're like, what the fuck happened to you? Mm-hmm. When you meet a scumbag guy, you're like, oh, you're a dude. Like you're under 35. That's it. And what I'm realizing now is as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe there's a lot more honest guys out there. I was like, no, there's just a lot more honest older guys. Yeah. Like once you hit a certain age, like there's only so long you can fucking play that game where you're just like, it'll burn you out. It'll really burn you out. But like most of the older guys that I know that are like 35, 40 years old, they're just trying to fucking live their life. They're not out there fucking trading nudes of chicks or fucking multiple girls at the same time or fucking trying to meet up with one chick on the road and then a different, like, it's whatever. That's a young man's game. And I just don't have that in me anymore.
Your testosterone starts dropping around like your late 30s.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's even the point of living, really? It's really just like a struggle to keep the gun out of your mouth at that point.
That's that.
You know? Golden years are behind you.
Shannon, speaking of testosterone, today is 30 days no alcohol.
What? Why?
This is why you're mentally well.
What?
This is why you're mentally well.
Maybe. It could be.
It helps a lot.
It's definitely not hurting, without a doubt. I feel healthier.
Are you still doing other drugs?
I have a major heroin problem right now. I'm getting funky.
No, I
just smoke weed.
There you go.
Yeah,
California sober.
Yeah, I smoke a little bit of weed, but yeah, it does feel good. But I'm also like, you don't just like. I guess I don't know. I drank more than most people, but I still don't feel like, hey guys, I deserve credit for not. It's like you don't deserve credit for not doing something that. It's the people that get sober and then they fucking celebrate it in a way where it's like, today's a year and today's 2 years. It's like, you know, look, I did just tell you guys it was 30 days, but I'm almost embarrassed to say it.
I think it's different because you didn't have the form of alcoholism where you were like burnt down the house, lost custody of your child and was living on the streets. So maybe
that's also such an extreme version. I know so few people that do that, but everyone that stops drinking,
I know,
you know, celebrates it in a way where they're like, wow, like, oh my God. But it's just not really a massive accomplishment for me anyway. If I get weed, I would be way more proud of myself. If I stop smoking weed.
Yeah, that's impossible, though. No one can stop smoking weed. It's the hardest fucking thing in the world, dude. I tried 3 days once. I couldn't do it.
I don't smoke it, but I never did. So I smoked it once in Amsterdam, and I was like, everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, you got to try American weed,
It's
incredible.
I'm scared. Yeah. I think, too, because it's hard it's hard not to judge Americans, but then maybe I come from a country where we drink a lot. But when they tell me like, oh, I'm sober, I've been off for 2 years. And I'd be like, oh, how much are you drinking? And when they say it, like that is literally a Tuesday.
I also think maybe because we are American, but I also think Americans drink a lot. Yeah. I think there's this sort of idea that like the Irish and the English can drink. Doggy, I mean, I've never met an Irish or an English person where I can't hang with them. Like, no, just hang with me, motherfucker. I would drink hard and act like it wasn't a problem. The problem is, one thing, I think it's like a young thing. Like, you know, you just sort of have the image of an Irish guy in a pub pounding against me, like, oh, like that shit. But it's like, nobody really does. Like, young people do that. If you go to a nightclub or any bar in New York City, any given night, there's a bunch of young hand jobs doing that. And those people, we don't go, oh, it's charming, they're Irish. We go, no, they're fucking Wall Street jerk-offs, right? Just 22-year-old guys being like, yeah, a beer.
Yeah.
Those guys suck.
But those guys are quitting.
It's charming because it's Europe. Like, fuck that. No, those guys just suck. Learn how to handle your shit. Okay, drink with some fucking class. Drink with some decorum. That's what I say.
But those guys aren't quitting. The people who quit, they're like, oh, yeah, I just would drink like 5 or 6 beers Friday, Saturday night. And I'm like, well, that's kind of like normal. No.
Yeah.
But then the people like that, you're right, because I used to bartend here and the amount that people drink here and the levels of alcohol, like, and we can't get a whiskey that big.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, that's what I noticed when I went to Europe, right? When we went last time, everyone was drinking beer.
Yeah.
And I was drinking straight whiskey. And then the Irish guys, because we were in Belfast. We were in Belfast, which was a blast. We had a blast in Belfast. But they were like, oh, yeah, mate, you're drinking straight whiskey. Oh, whoa. And I was like, you guys are just drinking beer? What, you guys have the, I'm just fucking just sipping.
I ordered a Jack Daniels on the rocks, and they looked at me like I was fucking nuts.
It's a small serving, too, which is nice, because when I go home, then I can get drunk slowly. But here, you go order one whiskey, and you're on the floor, because it's like four servings.
Yeah, they,
back
and then
home.
When you're a comic, they really pour. They pour so heavy. So I was just never super impressed with, like, any other country where, like, oh, they can fucking drink. It's like, yeah, Shannon?
So the United States is number 25 of all the countries in the world as far as alcohol consumption goes.
Come on, dude. Come on, bro.
I have a list of the top 15, but I can tell you where Ireland is. It's 11.
11, wow.
No, we do drink, though, in fairness.
I mean, it's top 11 countries.
Well, I think you're
countries.
Right. A lot of beer drinking, a lot of Guinness drinking.
A lot of beer.
Yeah,
lot
yeah,
of beer.
Yeah.
Number one, do you want to guess?
I
Let's think.
The UK?
Nope.
No.
Spain?
Nope.
I'm going to say Japan.
Nope. Oh, you know, it's
Korea.
It could be in some fucking Asian country. No, Antarctica.
India.
No, I was going to tell you.
Gotcha, Shannon.
It's Romania.
Oh. Romania. Ah,
well, vampires.
Yeah. Vampires. That's what
blood, blood
we're drinking
counts.
Blood.
Blood counts, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blood martinis.
They have to continue to traffic women, so you got to really, you got to be a little drunk to be trafficking women. I'll tell you that much.
That's spooky, man.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming up. In
Romania.
Whoa. Halloween's from Ireland.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm. They originated in Ireland.
Did Ireland really? Invented wow. Halloween? No, you didn't. Shut
no,
up.
It did. It's just Sauron, and so the Irish immigrants who went over.
But I bet it was some horseshit Halloween. They were like,
no, some guy named Hal Oween.
Oh, well, welcome to my friend Hal Oween's house.
No, it's Sauron, so it's a traditional pagan.
A pagan celebration over 2,000 years ago in Ireland as part of the festival known as Samhain.
It was originally turnips because we didn't have pumpkins. And so it was turnips you put in little candles, which is horrifying, so that the spirits will go past your house. But then when the Irish immigrants came over, they were like, pumpkins! Yeah. And so that's where the pumpkin
thing. Oh, they had no idea.
Wow.
So the stupid, useless facts.
They used turnips so spirits wouldn't turn up.
Oh, that's good.
Brilliant.
You have to say that in Ireland next time.
Thank you, Jorge.
You have to be careful ordering your whiskey in Belfast as well, because I went into a bar that I didn't realize is a President Bar, and I ordered Jameson, because I always drink Jameson, and the bartender was so fucking pissed at me.
Why?
He was like, we only have Bushmills here. And I was like, sure, I'll have whatever.
But
and he was like,
what's the issue with...
Because I guess Bushmills is a Protestant drink and Jameson is a Catholic drink, which doesn't even make sense.
I didn't
I
know that the drinks were assigned religions.
Apparently. Well, he was mad at me and I was like, this feels like you're holding on to an old grudge.
Yeah, it's like,
just give me whatever whiskey. I don't care. I'll have a Jack Daniels.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if I'll ever go back to drinking.
Why?
I love it.
You love drinking.
Yeah, like but I don't drink a lot. But then when I do, ooh, it's so good. It makes me happy. But I'm
tempted,
really good with it.
I was tempted this week. And every time I'm in like a social setting, Skankfest is going to be tough. Skankfest is going to be a very trying weekend to not drink.
I mean,
Skankfest, I get a suite. I have a bar stocked in my room usually. It's like, it's very fucking, like, it's a great time. It's a really, really great time. And I'm going to be missing that a little bit.
Maybe take edibles.
I'll be smoking and edibles, and I'll be doing all that stuff. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not making any super declarative statements. I feel really good. Like I feel a lot better. Like I feel like the bags under my eyes are gone. My face looks clear.
Yeah,
8 years younger.
I do look younger, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Incredible. Shannon, how much better do I look?
About eight years younger.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Plus, if you get to a point where you just do it once in a while, it's so much better.
I think I want to drink on vacation. That
it's
was
like
my
treat.
Plan. My plan is to drink when I'm actually on vacation.
Because then you can sleep on the next day. You can really recover.
It's part of the vacation. The other thing is, like, when I go on vacation, I like to eat really good food. And a part of eating an amazing meal is having a great cocktail. You go to a nice restaurant. Like, they have an amazing cocktail list. They have cool shit. It's almost like... It's a meal in itself, the drinks. So yeah, that's the side of it that I miss. But I don't really miss the feeling of I was hanging out with my ex this past weekend, and the recent ex.
Uh oh.
And she the way she actually really articulated it in an interesting way, but it's like drinking is just like the physical representation of saying fuck it. You know, you're just saying, dude, fuck the workday, fuck my health, fuck everything. You're just saying, I don't care. I'm just saying, fuck it. And there's something about that which is great, but at the same time, I'm not in a position in my life right now to be saying, fuck it. I'm in a position in my life to be looking at the fucking paths that are in front of me and trying to move forward to a higher level of success. And that's it.
I don't know, man. If my ex told me that, I would start drinking beers like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Like,
would,
fuck it.
Shut up, bitch.
I would stunner her.
Yeah. Oh, you know my fucking life? You don't know shit. Shut the fuck up.
You offer her one and then kick her in the stomach.
Yeah, she takes it.
All right. Let's do plugs real quick. Let's start. We didn't even start the show yet. We're half an hour in. We barely have even scratched the surface of what today's show is going to be. Everyone's calling me gay in the racist live chat right now. Big Chimpin says gay. Surf Chat says gay. Dickbeard 007 says gay. Porchy Funky says gay. Shut the fuck up. You want to be a philosophizer. You are a fucking douchebag.
Whoa.
This is this. That wasn't okay. Shannon,
ooh, yeah, this person's angry. I think you need a drink, sir.
Shannon, that guy is aggressive. Foreskin fornicator needs to be timed out for 2 minutes right now, Shannon.
Oh, come on.
Foreskin fornicator needs a 2 minute timeout. You need to relax, sir.
Get your foreskin.
You need to fucking relax, sir. Some people listen to the show.
Foreskin. What's a fornicator?
Some people.
Fucking.
Yeah. Oh, so he's
fornication.
Fornication under the consent of the king.
Sir,
is
you should
the
go to Ireland if you want to.
Fornication under the consent of the king is the. Fuck is an acronym. Do you know that? That's where the.
I think that's an urban legend.
I don't think so.
Acronym? What's
I think
acronym?
It's true.
No, I'm pretty sure it's an
my urban history teacher in the.
Oh, I know an acronym.
Eighth grade told me that.
Like DMV.
Uh huh. They told you an old wives' tale.
Nope.
DUI.
Nope.
Shannon, we have the power to look it up.
Shannon.
Where does the word
freaking fucking mean strike or penetrate?
The slang means to copulate. It was, where does the word fuck come from? Derived from the Latin futeri and old German ficken fucken.
That's so funny. You're like, fuck it. And it's like, penetrate it.
Hell yeah. Okay. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. So if you're over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right, Lewis. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
Right now, YoKratom.com. That's all you need. No promo code needed. YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back into it.
To strike.
I had a guy say penetrate, like during stuff. He said, I don't want to do penetrative sex.
And penetrative?
Like, okay, well, then we're not doing anything. See you later.
That's crazy.
Right? Because I can't even, don't say a word I can't even spell.
Why did he say this?
He said he was like,
I
was just out of the relationship and I wanted to have sex. And he was like, I'm just trying to go slow. And I was
that's
like,
the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's you wanted to bang flag. This guy and he was just like, no.
Mm-hmm. I got really misogynist as well. Because in my head, I was like, I really did listen to him talk for 12 hours on the date. And I was like, I'm not even getting the fucking ride here. Like,
that's crazy.
Which I did feel like, oh, now I see why. Not that it's, but you know,
you
I didn't
see why
expect-
men. Rape.
No, okay, not rape, but I can see why it could be frustrating sometimes.
See, you heard Katie. Quote her on it, still, folks. I can see why men
rape.
Just take it.
No, never.
Yeah. But you wanted to, though. If you could have.
I wanted to have sex that night.
If you could have just shoved something into his mouth to shut the fuck up and just taken it from him, you would have taken it.
No.
You wanted to.
No, that's uncomfortable.
You wanted to hurt this guy.
No. What is happening?
You admit to wanting to like rape a man and
I'm
then you got
to
plug your special.
I'm just saying I thought because he got like to the point where we were like naked and, you know, kissing. So I was surprised that he was like.
That is crazy to get to the point where you're naked and kissing. He's like, I don't want to have penetrative sex. So he just wanted like a hand job or like fuck around?
I don't know. I was just like, okay, well, I'm just.
And you bounced.
I just went to sleep. Yeah. Because I was just like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. That's
it
crazy.
It kind of just ruined the mood.
What a pussy. Anyway. Yeah. Plugs. Joe, what are you plugging on?
Oh my God. You got to follow me on all social media at Joe W. Gorman. I got a brand new podcast out with Alex Tomaselli. It's called Super Selly Joe's. It's taken over. It's on iTunes, Apple, dude. It's on Spotify. It's huge. I can't control it. It's out of control.
Love
man.
It. Katie Boyle, who is now known as, according to Bill Bungerton, the infamous racist and rape apologist, Katie Boyle.
Uh-oh.
Katie, what are you plugging on?
I hate rapists. And you can always say no up until the last moment. just saying. It can still be frustrating.
Oh, no means yes. Give me
no,
that cork.
No, I've actually said no
give
means
me,
no to someone
give
before.
Give me that cork.
Which is crazy.
Means I.
Wait. Okay, so I'll be in Boston for Laugh Boston on the 5th of September, then the 6th and 7th for Foxborough. So please come, and then out to the venue. And then October 3rd, I'll be in Vermont. Obviously, I'll be at Skank Fest as well. And then October 10th to 12th, I'll be in DC. And then I'll be in Ireland on the 18th. I'll be in London on the 25th. And then taping my new special on, Philly the 22nd. I always forget one. Philly the 22nd of September. Go to that. And then taping my new special at New York Comedy Club on the 10th of November. So also come to that, please. I love you all. A Katie Ball comic. I'm not a rape apologist. Hate rape. Ew, bad. And the Shift Podcast.
Zach and Miko.
This Saturday, August the 31st, I will be in Howell, New Jersey for X Brand Wrestling. Just signed to a new deathmatch company. I'm debuting on Saturday, and I'm bringing one of my favorite wrestlers in the world with me. Come see who it is on Saturday.
Love it. Pull up my website. Come see me live on the road, guys. This weekend, Tacoma Comedy Club, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Very excited about this. First time in Tacoma. Spoken on Sunday. Spoken, Washington, on Sunday. And then next week, September 5th, I'll be at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'll be in Janesville, Wisconsin at Comedy Cab in Janesville, Wisconsin. And then the week after that, Thursday, Atlanta, Georgia. Friday, Bonkers Comedy Club, Orlando, Florida. Saturday, September 14th, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Scandals Live. We're doing a live Legion of Skanks taping on September 22nd. We're doing two shows, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the Creek in the Cave. Those shows will sell out. Special guests on both shows. Be a part of the tapings. These will be actual episodes that do get released later on. And that is the week before Skankfest. Skankfest is happening September 26th through 29th. If you want Friday or Sunday passes, you can still get them. They are limited. They are selling fast. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, do not get left out for Skankfest this year. At least come for a day. If you're within a couple hour drive and you're not at Skankfest, you're a fucking idiot. The shit we have planned this year is fucking crazy. Skankfest.com. Shout out to Yo Creative for making it all possible. And once again, subscribe to the new Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. And yeah, you know what the fuck's up, doggy. You know what the fuck is up, man. Check out the regs. Check out Story Wars. Check out Legion of Skanks. You know what's up, man. I am at the helm of all the best podcasts on the planet. It's a fact. It's a fact. I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Point guard of podcasting. Let's see. let's go. Let's talk about some of these things. Dear Jan, I found my mother's OnlyFans account. Do I confront her or give her the money that she clearly needs? What is this, Shannon? That's crazy.
That's so, made up.
I don't know the gender of the person.
It's probably made up.
Yeah, I don't know the gender of the person that wrote the email, but they say they discovered something utterly disturbing, not sure what to do. When my friend sent me a link to an OnlyFans profile with the message, "Is this your mom?" I thought he was joking. Expecting a prank, I clicked the link, and to my horror, found pictures of my 60-year-old mother totally nude.
Whoa. Oh, 60, gross. Deepfakes.
Your friends are taking the piss out of you.
Yeah, maybe. It's AI.
No, I just think it's a made-up story.
Oh, really?
It's a long email, but basically he's saying that, or this person is saying that their mother, the father left her 2 years ago and took a lot of money in the divorce. And so she took a job as like working at a retail store nearby. So she's not making a lot of money. And now this person is like, should I like tell her about it? Tell her to stop? Should I just give her money because she obviously needs it or what?
I mean, yeah, it's probably fake, but regardless,
let's assume it's real. You know what? If she's doing that, it's not 100% for the money. It's because she's getting her groove back or whatever. She wants to be doing. She's getting off on being desired again.
Is there a link to her OnlyFans, Shannon?
Yeah.
No, there is not.
Damn. Plus, she's 60 and you're like a grown son. She's, you know,
yeah, you're like
18,
30 years old.
Yeah,
chill,
after 18,
dude.
Yeah, who cares? Dude. She can do what she wants. She's already put, like, let her do her OnlyFans.
Find the funny in it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It wouldn't be funny if you found your mom's OnlyFans.
Why not?
It just would be horrifying.
Why do you still know your mom, Joe? Huh?
Do you still know your mom?
No.
Yeah, me neither. So no, we're both like, yeah, let these whores bang.
Dead for 8 years, start an OnlyFans.
Ooh, your mom died 8 years ago?
Yeah.
On this day.
No, stop it. Get out of town.
We should have let you talk before.
No, it's okay. That. It's all right.
Is it really her death anniversary?
Today is her death anniversary. No, it's but not. I don't keep, much like sobriety, I don't keep track of like when people come in and
damn,
out.
Damn, dude, she's dead.
Man, you know, hey, easy come, easy go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, 8 years today.
That's the name of her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Are you being genuine right now?
I'm the most Lewis, you know me, baby.
It would be a weird thing to joke about.
Genuine-ass dude, no, Joe Gorman.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
How did your mother die?
Oh, you know.
Drug overdose?
Yeah.
Really? No, stop just saying things at this point. Joe yes, knows and. His mother. She's probably in the fucking lobby right now. You scumbag. Your mother's alive, and it wasn't 8 years ago today. Stop being a bit guy.
Come on.
Just fucking be real for once.
This I don't
real,
like this that.
Real ass podcast for one more week, dude. Just be real for one fucking day of your life.
Was it heroin?
Is this bitch dead? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not it's heroin. Not. It's not heroin. You're not just guessing all the right things, Katie. Yeah.
No. His dad was stabbed to death in front of a strip club.
He does look a bit, though, like his ram would do drugs. Yeah. Not to be bad. Mine's psycho crazy, and I look like that, too. Yeah. So
I was a little crack baby, but I got better.
Look at you. You're so happy. I know, this is such a crack baby. He's just happy to be here. Happy to have a cup of coffee.
You got white as you grew up?
I did, yeah. Thank you, Flintstone
Vitamins. I did not get that. I was like, what?
All right, fine. Fine, forget it. Jorge, do you know your mother?
Yeah.
Mm. How old is she?
That's why he's behind the screen.
Jorge's mom, I bet, is pretty hot.
I want to say she's 60.
Okay.
Did you write this email?
Corey, you go online, you find out your mom has an OnlyFans. What are you going to do?
I think it's like Zach said, you find the funny and sort of just live with it.
Would you confront her? Would you ever mention it to her?
Probably not.
Yeah. It'd be wild.
I'd be fucking pretty pissed if Christmas wasn't getting better. if I was still getting shit from Home Goods.
Well, the problem is with OnlyFans is that these girls have to go through like a growth period. There's like a year of open mic level, like just doing it for the love of the game.
It does say that she charges $4 a month and has only 50 subscribers.
Oh, so it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
So she makes $200 a month. This is what I'm saying. Like, dude, you're doing the job. The same job that some chick is making like hundreds of thousands of dollars for, and you're making hundreds of dollars for, and you don't know it until you make the jump into being a fucking OnlyFans whore.
But I feel like that's a low overhead, though. So it's like, yeah, you're only making like 100-some bucks, but you know, how much does it cost to get set up?
Yeah, it's
$50 for like, you know, a little ring light and like a good camera. And then
that's a slippery slope, though, because then she's going to be fucking black dudes.
Ah, well, you know,
then it's going to be some young bull coming over to fuck Nana.
I mean, you're right. There is a low barrier of entry, but it's kind of like comedy. But you don't know that you're going to make any money in comedy for a decade.
Yeah, when a 6-year-old lady starts it, you're like, oh, this is going to suck. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's like I think that's the only reason why Shannon's never jumped into the OnlyFans game. Am I right, Shannon?
What is the reason you said?
Is the fact that you don't know that you'll make a lot of money right away. I think if you knew as a guarantee, let's say it was a guarantee, Shannon, right now, $20,000 a month, guaranteed, sexy, lingerie and feet. Just guaranteed right now, they put you under a contract. Would you do it?
For how many months? Like, is it just 1 month?
You're going to be addicted, Shannon. You're not doing it for 1 month.
No, but like...
1 month, what are you going to do? You're going to pay for your fucking cat, veterinarian debt?
Oh, that's amazing.
It. You're still fucking deep in the hole right now, Shannon. And that's going to be the name of your OnlyFans. Deep in the hole with Shannon Lee Hire.
Yeah, I mean, lingerie, that's not terrible.
This is it, Shannon.
Yeah, but I'm not guaranteed that amount.
I think you're guaranteed, if you just did lingerie and feet, I think you're guaranteed like $5,000 a month.
That would also be wonderful.
They're getting comedians to do it, but to do stand-up.
Yikes. That's diluting supported. The brand.
No, we did that. We were maybe the first people to ever do it. Legion of Skanks did it on OnlyFans years ago. Years ago, they paid us to do it. It was just not good. We all know what we want on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Shannon, what would you charge? What would be your subscription price?
I don't know like what people charge normally. Like, what does Karen charge? Like, I don't know what people charge. Is $4 low?
It seems low. For your
$4 is low. I think... 15,
Shannon,
10
I think
to
you,
15.
You charge, yeah. Right. You charge 15, and it's all lingerie. But your tits got to be. I'm talking about like sometimes you do a little bit of a see through, hard nipples, cold room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feet shots, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe sucking a dildo once in a while. I'm getting turned on thinking about this. Right, this is hot. This is getting hot.
Sucking a dildo
once in a while. You kiss the dildo, just a kiss. Look at the and then you can do a deep fake section. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Look at the deepfake they just put up right there.
That's fine.
Bring that up, Shannon.
Shannon, let me bring up this deepfake right now.
Bring up the deepfake.
Shannon, if you look like this, Shannon, naked, I'm telling you right now, Shannon, we could fucking get wild.
They even put in the little bikini white part. It does look so real. This is terrifying.
And look really how clean her room is, too.
That's
everything's
nice.
Nicely organized.
Yeah, that's not Shannon's room. Shannon's,
oh, really?
Shannon's room is covered in cat hair. It's one room.
That's not true. There is no cat hair.
That's pretty good.
It doesn't look like that though.
Maybe Shannon, if that's honestly what you look like naked, I would subscribe. I would pay 6 months in advance.
Yep. It's not. I'll buy you the ring light.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
What you do, Shannon. You should have a discount if they buy a block of months up front. That way you get an idea of what you're starting with.
I like this idea, Shannon.
So
I
say it's $15 a month, but do 55 for 6 months.
Shannon, look, you know, we'll give you a little bit of a pay bump here at Gas Digital, but nothing's going to be as dramatic as this OnlyFans idea. It's just not going to. And look, technically, I'm also going to take credit for it. I think I should take a percentage of the money that you make, because a big portion of the money you'll be making comes from specifically the exposure that I've given you.
That's
exposure,
that's fair.
Guys. I am fucking just handing out exposure left and right around this network.
Now it's time to pay the piper.
And then, Shannon, you go real evil and you could start blackmailing dudes that you know are in relationships or married and subscribe and be like, hey, unless you buy another year, I'm going to email your wife that you've been looking at my news.
Shannon's not going to allow blackmails to subscribe to her OnlyFans.
Who?
It's the one, blackmails.
Oh, I thought that was like a comic.
Blackmail.
Shannon, I keep on trying to get you to do it. I love this experiment. Even if it was just a couple $1,000 a month, that would fucking be a big deal.
It would be. But like I said, it's not like in your scenario, I'm guaranteed a certain amount. But in real life, I'm not.
Shen, I think the fans, I'm going to tell you right now, we have.
How alive could your dad be?
He's pretty alive.
He's like, is he alive five times over?
Yeah. Brandon Schaub's old producer makes $200,000 a month on OnlyFans. Right. So if you consider me, Ralph, SDR show, your show, like, I get that we're not as fucking famous as the Fighter and the Kid and these guys, but like, we're half as famous, I think. I think that this, you know, no offense to the Fighter and the Kid, you guys are great. I don't think it's a big show anymore, right? Come on.
It's over.
It's over, right?
Because of the allegations.
The allegations? What allegations?
When Brian Callen raped all those women.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What? You didn't hear about when Brian...
Calm down,
when
fucking
raped all those women.
Brian Katie Boyle Callen. That's what I'm calling him from now on.
Come on.
Brian Katie Boyle Callen.
That's why I don't go to LA.
Raped. Actually, do you know what? It's really easy to not rape because...
It is not.
It is. I'll tell you.
It is not.
I'll tell you this because the first night with my boyfriend now, he was way drunker than me. And I go, you're too drunk to consent to this. We'll have sex in the morning. And he goes, okay. And we had sex in the morning. It's really not that fucking hard.
That's not rape. Let me just make this.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me make this very clear.
But men will.
Having sex with a drunk woman is not rape.
Too drunk. Come on. If they're falling asleep.
Having sex with a drunk woman is not rape. Then I'm a rapist.
Yeah. Uh-oh. This is
fine. Okay. Then I'm a rapist.
Not just drunk, but too drunk, and you're sober. They're passed
then
out.
I'm a rapist.
Oh, no. Let's cut this. Cut this.
You know, let he who is without sin cast the first rape. That's what I say. Drunk, that this is so stupid. It's
but
such a dumb thing.
Too drunk. The person is out of it.
Obviously,
what?
I'm kidding to a certain degree, but.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like fucking, like,
passed out, blackout drunk, yes, for sure.
Yeah, he was like nearly falling asleep trying to have sex. Had, like, I love sex in the morning.
Katie, you've had blackout sex before, probably, right? You've been too drunk to have sex, right?
Oh, yeah, but it's. I know you. I also know that I was at the time, like, let's go. Okay, stop. Jesus. This is why I don't drink too much anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do you feel like you're a rape victim because you had blackout sex?
No.
No.
But that's...
Do you feel like the guy was a rapist or taking advantage of you? Or do you think that it was two young people getting too drunk to make the proper decisions, including him?
No, it was a different situation.
So why,
because, in this situation, the guy is also hammered drunk. I've never had some guy soberly sneak off and see that I was too drunk.
That's my new plan. See, this is why I'm not drinking anymore. I could rape more efficiently.
Oh, you seem kind of drunk. Can I get an Uber? Can I get you home? Let's just take an Uber. No, and then I have my drop off in this other Uber.
I had a friend, I remember one time, he told me, him and this girl, two comics, I won't name names, but they hook up at the Creek, this back in the day.
Oh, nice.
And back in the day when you all just hook up at the Creek.
Everyone was. It was a fucking orgy back then.
It was
then.
A fucking orgo.
You'd wait for the fucking 9:30 mic. What else are you going to do? You're going to get your dick sucked at the orgy in the back room.
In the back rooms. There's like little... Yeah. Crevices and closets and like just fucking, it was a gross place.
Okay, shackles, chains,
grabbing Rebecca's vagina.
Yeah,
crevices, closets,
cobwebs, bugs, mice.
Men are so bad at gossip.
A cat.
Tell me the gossip.
the foundation was really coming undone. So they hooked up. They didn't have sex. They just fucked around, right? And then I was with them the next day. And she, this girl was like a troublemaker girl. This girl was like a, you remember back in the day, this is the height of Me Too, or right, maybe right as Me Too was coming to fruition, right before Trump. This is like, this is 8 years ago, right, but like when Legion of Skanks was at the creek.
All these little blabbermouths started coming out.
Little fucking blabbermouths.
Little blabbermouths.
It became a trend. It's so funny how like these things come, right? Like there's no less rape today than there was 8 years ago. There's just as much rape. You hear that, big boy?
Yeah.
Just as much rape. Sorry, Zach, I didn't mean to hit
you. That's fine. We're
Can I have the story?
I'm telling the story. This
Who was raped? Tell me who's the raper and who's the raper.
Tell me about the rape. I want to finger my clit.
No, this will just give me good conversations for the girls later.
Right. So,
let me get out me pussy shillelagh.
So,
I don't even know what that is.
I was with my buddy, and then the girl texted him being like, hey, I was like really drunk last night. Did we hook up? And he was like, oh, shit, here we go. And this is like Me Too. He's like, this is exactly the text. Yeah. It's exact. You're like, you fucking, like, of course, you fucking stupid bitch. But me, being the manipulative rape artist that I am, I was like, dude, just text her back. I was also really drunk. I have no idea.
Ooh, delicious.
Delightful little comeback. And then that was it.
Nice that was her nickname, Delightful Little Comeback.
It was fucking, it was, but that, like, that's the thing, like, there was, and I don't really know because I don't, once again, I did stop drinking because I drank a lot, but I never get, like, shitty. I never get, like, I'm not getting crazy, right? So for the most part, like, yeah, today, just because I know the way people are, if there was a girl that was really drunk, I wouldn't hook up with her.
You just have sex in the morning, it's just easier, plus it's going to be better. You want, like, to have, enjoy it. Just what have if, sex in the
what
morning.
What if I only have the house for the night because my girlfriend comes back tomorrow?
That is a good point.
Then what am I supposed to do? Then what?
What
then
if she was just asking too? That, well, you said she had a you kind of knew her from before. But sometimes people are genuinely just being like, did we use a condom? Do I need to get whatever? There could have been maybe there wasn't it wasn't badness with it. Maybe she just
No. She was a little troublemaker.
She was trying to get she
was a little troublemaker.
She had a Google Doc already opened.
There's like
she was in the Facebook group. Remember that
there was a thing where girls would use it back in the day. They would sort of like hold this thing over you. Women were weaponizing the Me Too movement left and fucking
crazy.
Right.
It's like, God damn. It's like, I'm sorry I raped you. Jesus, leave me alone.
Yeah,
you know?
But it was like a thing where, no, they were like, there was a time in the media and there was a time in comedy was very big because comedy, I feel like, is super reflective of what's happening in the now because every comic wants a hot take. Everyone wants to like, so Me Too within comedy was huge. When racism was a big thing, and within comedy was the list of the racist comics that were coming out and the Nazis. It's sort of, comedy follows the trends and you sort of see it happen. Yes.
I just Katie. Feel like yes, I should give the female perspective. Because there was a lot of drink. This is why I stopped drinking as much when I started going to the creek in the cave. So there was so much drinking and there was a small number of women and there were so many men that isn't necessarily just you successful men who felt like they needed a community and they would come in and they were like, and then these women, there was like a kind of like a, they didn't, there wasn't as many women. So men would be like grabbing them and it was a bit like inappropriate and gross. And there was, so like none of that. And there was power plays as well, where guys were like, come right with me. And then they're drinking and they're like, oh, like I had an older comic like come in to, which is totally fine. We're still friends, but come in to kiss me when we were writing. I just went, sorry, I thought we were actually just writing. And then he was like, I was like, this is how I, and I was like, okay, maybe next time, just be direct.
Name names.
Because you are an older comic and like, I want to actually learn from you. And he was like, oh, right. Okay. But like, in fairness, we had a healthy conversation about it. No, because he's not a bad guy. But it was like that was.
You're right. By the way, he also what? Let me.
But that was the ad. That was the environment. It was toxic. So
I don't know. I don't know that that was unique to comedy, right? If you were
comedy's very it's a boys' club and there's more men.
Well, it's also it's just set up where
it's the same with like finance, I'm sure. Do you know they all go out and do coke and the one girl who's with them is like, fuck.
It's like outside of like airline stewardess, which I think is like a woman job. It's like going to be predominantly like a man dominated field. And because of that, there's going to be like some nuance.
I don't know that. I think people were looking for that narrative much more then is what I'm saying.
No, but let me make the point. A lot of it and a lot of drinking. And when there's drinking and it's work, it's messy.
Let me make
no matter
this
what.
Point. Okay, so I think that when you're looking for whatever narrative, you'll find it. When you're looking for whatever microaggression, you'll find it. You're just going to find it. If I'm looking for racism, as I'm walking down the street, I'm going to find it. And I think the Me Too movement became a thing that was like, it was such a big thing. It encompassed everything. So I feel like you, not just saying literally almost any, I think female specifically, you guys saw it more and were looking for it more in that time. I don't think that today it's any different than it was then. I think that if there was an older male comic that you were alone with and he was getting a vibe, he might make the same move. And hold on, I don't think that it's necessarily wrong.
I have a good point.
Hold on, let me finish that idea though.
I'm getting so
excited. I don't think it's wrong to take the shot, even if you're an older guy, even if you're more successful than this fucking girl, if you're attracted to a person. I don't look at a person and go, what is her financial status? Where is she comparatively to me in this business? What can I do for her? What can she do for me? I'm going, if I'm attracted to this person, I'm attracted to this person. And for me to start thinking of things that way, I think is, number one, a very unsexy way to fucking think, right? There's nothing hot about me being like, well, I can't talk to that girl because it's like, no.
But that's not what we're talking about. You're after going, I don't mean to be bad, but we're not talking about just asking someone out or asking them out for a drink or hitting on them. We're talking about when it's like gross and gray area and they're like, well, you know, if you blow me, I'll let you open for me. Or, you know,
does that happen though?
That has happened to people.
This happened to you? Somebody said, if you blow me, I'll let you open for me.
No, that hasn't. That's just.
But I'm saying, how blatant? Like,
okay, I'll tell you what happened to me.
Real quick, but how blatant does that often, how often does that blatantly happen? And I know a lot of fucking scumbags, right? I don't know a single guy ever who said to a young female comic.
But we're not saying it's like 100% of the time, just saying it exists. It's
I don't
real.
Know how often it like, happens. In fact, so I know that I don't, canceled. For the most part, I don't bring women to open for me. For the most part, I have in the past. If they ask and it's a convenient show, for sure, I'm not going to be like make it a hard, fast rule. But I have had girls say, I've had a few girls that have come on this show, like, hey, can I come on the road with you and Zach or with this? And I literally go, no. And the reason I say no
is you can't afford another opener.
Or you just can't afford another hotel room as well, which is which
no. Reason I say no is because I don't want to be perceived as me trying to fuck this young female comic, which already is the perception of any girl that I bring onto this show.
Well, yeah, but no one's saying that it happens all the time. We're just saying it exists. It is a thing where you do have to navigate. But most women are like, will be like, oh, yes, I'd like to open. And if it gets creepy, they'll just be like, okay, like I'm not trying to bang or anything. And then the guy will be like, okay, like, do you know what I mean? Those conversations happen and that's...
For sure.
Yeah, but that's all we're saying. We're saying it...
I think it's more like, it's akin to people finding razor blades in their Halloween candy, where they heard the story once and then that becomes a narrative... That it's a regular thing you have to watch out
for.
Yeah,
and honestly, if you guys weren't such fucking yappy bitches, we would take you to open up for us more. That is the truth, okay? But I can't bring a fucking...
It's not. You just guys don't want to afford to pay for an extra hotel room. You're cheap cunts. That's it.
No, she's not going to get a hotel room. She's going to stay in my hotel room, obviously.
Yeah, I get the other room because I have sleep apnea.
I don't agree with the razor story because there has been stories where girls will have texted and be like, oh, it's a bit weird. And you are like that guy's being... Like, there was a guy that we would open for and it would just get... kind of creepy where you're like,
tell
it's
me
not
about
worth
it. Tell
the,
me. I want to hear this. What
it's not worth the money. Well, he would want you to come 8 hours before the gig.
Uh-oh.
To, you know, to kind of write together. And he would like be like, you have to be there. But
and this is the same
creepy.
Guy. This is the same guy that you were talking about before.
No, this is a different guy. And there was a story about how he would have the opener sleep in the room with him because he couldn't afford enough money. But he was like, but I'm a good guy. And you're like, okay, well, I guess.
Well, that's crazy.
And then he has started getting other hotel rooms, but then he'd make sure you had to be there 8 hours before the gig. So that was kind of weird because then you were felt like you were forced to hang out with him, which I feel like when I have openers,
I have
women, but I never say they have
just
to come.
Just don't take the gig.
Well, that's what I start. When he touched my knee one time, he like rubbed it. I was like, oh, this guy wants to.
Yeah,
fuck.
This guy's trying to smash. And because so there is I also, situations. That guy, look, I agree that guy probably should be taking a different approach to get laid, right?
Yeah. But be more direct as well. It's just totally fine. If you like someone and he... Oh, what happened once as well. He went to... Before I opened for him the day before, he went 2 years down to find a bikini pic. But I had a picture of the beach and the second one was the bikini pic. But he... Oh, no. The first one was... Sorry, it was a bikini pic. But he liked a comment on it. So he didn't like it, but it was a mistake. But I had already screenshot it just for the laugh. I sent it to a guy friend because I thought it was funny. And then he unliked it, but he had to go 2 years to find it. This was the last time I'd had a bikini.
Yeah, no, that guy's being a creep. But here's the thing. We're adults. People can be creeps.
Yeah, and I've never put him in blast or anything.
Katie, shut up for a second, for the love of God. This is why I try to rape you, because you wouldn't stop talking. Anything but listening
to
you.
This is why people wouldn't
rape
me. They're like, this bitch will just yap the whole time.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, me drink his money.
My dad used to say that as a child. They'd send me back if they kidnapped me.
Everyone in the chat is speculating that this is Joe DeRosa. Is this Joe DeRosa?
No, it's Joe DeRosa.
Oh, my God.
It's no one who's ever been on this podcast. This guy thinks he's woke as fuck.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have Indian guys on the podcast.
The what guys?
We don't have Indian guys on the podcast. And I nailed it.
It was Indian.
No, I'm just laughing at you saying that.
Wow. Who was it?
Ari
Kondabolu?
No.
Yeah, dude.
Was it Hassan Minhaj?
No.
He would lie about that.
Just in a position, like in life, like as we're just adults, and I just feel like women having to navigate men trying to fuck them. It's just in my opinion, like. It just doesn't fall on like the real list of like problems in the world. I'm not saying that sexual assault or that rape isn't a problem. I'm saying that like, yeah, guy's trying to fuck you.
Well,
if I were you, I wouldn't work with that guy because like, yeah, there's an ulterior motive here. I'm trying to be funny. Or there's certain women, and this is also okay. There are certain women going to go, you know what? If I fuck that guy, I might get into that club. I'm going to fuck that guy. More power to you. This is like all the Harvey Weinstein victims, you know, or not all of them. I guess apparently there was a couple actual real rape victims. But you go like, yeah, there's like a lot of bitches that literally just said, yeah, I want the part. I want to fucking be, you know, I want to be in a major motion picture and sucking this old guy's dick for me is worth it. And they probably have no regrets. They're probably looking at their bank accounts and they're probably looking at their lives and going, you know what? That was a worthwhile trade-off for me. Somebody had that joke. Was it Rogan?
I don't know.
I think it was Rogan who had the joke. He was like, would you suck a dick to be Batman? He's like, fuck yeah.
That
was
Rogan.
Yeah, it's a great joke, dude. It's a great point. You suck one dick one time.
I think that's the issue. Men.
No, he does it for the love.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have to. That makes sense. So you don't have that same problem.
But
where...
women don't have to. Not no, by the way, like, Pamela Anderson. Hold on, let me say this. Pamela Anderson made this point. She was, you know, Pamela Anderson's a fucking Pamela Anderson, right? Yeah. We all were in love with Pamela Anderson back in the day.
At one point.
And she came out during the Me Too movement, and she was like, look, every fucking director tried to fuck me. Every producer tried to fuck me. They all invited me to do reads in hotel rooms.
Yeah, and her quote was something like, do you know how many producers and directors asked me back to their hotel rooms? All of them. And she I never went because I know that's what happens in hotel rooms.
Because that's what it fucking is. And Pamela Anderson, by the way, a shit actress, like literally wasn't even a good actress. She became pretty fucking iconic for having a big pair of fake tits. That was sort of the appeal, yeah. Right? And she didn't do what a lot of these other fucking respected actresses did. So you don't have to do it. It's not like you don't have to suck dick to get ahead. It may be a longer path, but there's also, by the way, guys, I'm sure there's, you know, what's his name?
I know the guy you're talking about. The guy who,
I didn't watch the documentary.
The American Beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
What's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, there was plenty of guys that like, you know.
There was an Irish comic at home as well doing it to Irish, but the thing with that is that's one, whereas. It's real, but I think women experience more where there's like, oh, I have an opportunity, I might have to do this, whereas male comics don't have that as much. That's
I think
the point.
Life is about navigating the opportunities and the things that are
just saying it's just
no I'm not
just saying it happens just, more to women where they have to be like, God, I have to navigate, is this guy trying to fuck,
sure,
or
fine,
can I open a really big comedy
I grew up with a heroin addict mother and a father who was stabbed to death. I don't fucking care about the plight of women having to wonder, does this guy, hold on, let me finish my point, Katie. Let me finish my point. I don't care about the plight of a woman having to worry about, does this guy really want to fuck me or does he respect me? Mm. If that is your biggest problem, it just falls on deaf ears to me. It's just not
No one's saying it's the biggest problem.
Right.
We're just saying it's a real thing. It's just a thing that happens, but no one's saying, oh, that's the biggest problem for girls in comedy or something like that. Ooh. It is a real thing. That's all.
The point that I'm making though is that I don't feel like it's just as real of a thing to, I don't feel like it should fall on the list of things that are a problem in life. It's worrying about if this guy really wants to fuck me or if he cares about my talent.
Let's strip it away. If there's an older male headliner and he says, you know what would really help my act? The perspective of a 22-year-old new girl comic. And she's like, he must think I'm really funny. Bitch, you're delusional.
Yeah.
No. No girl comic is going to go to a guy.
Sure. No girl comic is funny.
Katie's hating me.
You fell for it already. Okay. If he has blown enough smoke up your ass, you're like, he really needs my perspective on his hour.
I mean, like, look, I've navigated it. I've said no. I've been direct, and it's been fine. And I haven't like.
Of course, and you're killing it. You're fucking. You're a great comic. Is very funny, and you're you're killing it. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I understand.
You're also a perceptive, self-aware person.
Yeah. This whole conversation started off with me saying, and I don't think I'm wrong, that it was like a trend 8 years ago. It was like an actual thing that like. Every girl had that story. I don't think that every girl was actually victimized. I think every girl started looking to be a victim because it was very addictive. And it's not just for girls, for anybody. Victim mentality is super addictive. It's like what, you know, people, this is why every fucking TikTok right now, it's some retard. Everyone's got a speech impediment. Everyone's autistic. Everyone's got ADHD.
Kill Tony.
But we have ADHD.
But you used to like, used to be embarrassed of these things. Used to have to literally be embarrassed. My ADHD, now I wear it as a badge of honor because it's in my algorithm. You can have a coffee.
Can I have a coffee with half and half? It's so nice.
Can you give her a coffee?
Thanks. Love you. I think there's always going to be scenarios where this is
worse. Did you not harass our office manager?
Oh, I'm going to grab his arse after. No, where there's different levels and it's still real. It doesn't mean, you know, it's not saying... Like a lot of male comics that we know never got canceled or actually got in trouble for this stuff. It's just changing the workspace. Like I think drinking and comedy is bad.
There's a positivity to it, which is that guys like me that would be willing to gray area rape, I'm not going to do it anymore.
That's all we wanted.
fine, you got me. The gray area rapists that would fucking skate on that line, they're out of the game. I'm like, you know what? I'm over on this side of the line now. But I'm just saying, I just don't think it was that much of a problem.
Well, there was a comic in Ireland. There was the comic who... Oh, my God. But can I have half and half? I'm so sorry. I did ask Luca. I won't touch his arse after. There was a couple. There was one that guy that got in trouble. He's back on the scene now, but he was doing inappropriate stuff with male comics. And I think for male comics, it was so like they're unexpected that would happen to them and they didn't know how to talk about it. But he did get taken away. But then there was another Irish comic who was taking the condom off without permission. And I think he might have been the same guy.
Stealthy. Yeah.
And then he might have been the same guy.
They got to not give it a cool name.
That's like the coolest
When you
name.
Give it a cool name, you want to do it.
Thank you so much.
But, oh, dude, you have Ninja Cock? Hell yeah, dude.
And that's just like, that can't happen because you're putting their health at risk. So you're having consensual sex, but then you do something that could physically fuck them up or hurt them or get them pregnant. And then another guy was taking their photos and sending them around to people. And you can't do that either. So that's why these things come up because people have to do it. That's it. Really.
Katie, stop trying to get as many words out as possible.
I just talk so fast. I have ADHD. I really do.
Just breathe. Pour your half and half. You're fine. Make one point at a time. Sorry. Tell one story about one Irish comic at a time. Because I got a lot. You get to five Irish comics and five different stories in that one moment.
Look at my fake boobs again.
Listen, can we? For the love of God. But technically, if you have a photo, if you take a photo of a chick or a chick sends you the photo, it becomes your property, right?
Absolutely.
Can you share it with your friends legally?
Yeah.
I know you can't post it, but can I send it to my buddy?
Yeah. I mean, you can print it out.
I don't know.
And you can run it through an AI generator and you can share it.
And say, make this a baby.
Yeah, make it a baby. To Siri, take 15 years off this bitch.
Is that illegal? Are you legally?
Wow, I'd be like,
and I bet you in different jurisdictions.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm a 33.
Oh, right on. See?
So it'd be totally fine.
What a shitty age for Katie to be. 33.
I know. Nearly
that's the age Jesus was
easy.
When he was killed.
So listen, Shannon, is it illegal for you to send nudes? If a girl sends you a nude, is it illegal for me to redistribute that nude, not publicly, but to a family or friend member?
Immediate family.
Friend member, yes.
James, look at this. This is your new mom.
James, pick a mom, any mom.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to find it exactly. Sorry,
I bet you in different jurisdictions.
You'll now see your new stepmom is in the middle of the deck.
Oh, but it's called revenge porn, right? I think if they do it...
You post it.
Was it. I think maybe there was something to do with revenge porn.
I guess how they define revenge porn is going to be depending on the jurisdiction. State law.
Posting with malintent. So if you were just posting a video of you hooking up with somebody... as an expression of love and because it was arousing, that's fine.
No.
But if you were like, fuck this bitch, fuck you, then it's revenge.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it's all about intent.
Listen to me. Gorman, you cannot...
I understand.
You cannot actually tell somebody's intentions by them posting it. My intention was to show off how beautiful she was.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Shannon, go ahead.
So it's counted as non-consensual pornography. And the penalties do vary by state. One that came up is California, which considers it a disorderly conduct offense. Ooh. And it's punishable by jail time or fines.
Yikes. Come on.
Just sharing it with your friends.
Though. Yes.
Sharing it with your friends.
Yeah. It says, in general, sharing nude or sexually explicit photos without the sender's consent is illegal. In general.
That's crazy.
Yeah. California.
That's crazy.
California is good with this stuff. It's also with stealthing. There is a it can be like it's not a civil suit. In most places, it's a civil suit, but there it's like you could get in trouble.
Stealthing should be. I was so early on this. I mean, a decade ago, I said stealthing should be a crime.
Why?
It happened to me.
And
it was really horrific.
It's probably happened to every woman. Yeah. I almost feel like it's a thing that people would just fucking do. I would never take off the rubber with a girl's permission. What I would do is I would convince her to let me do it without a rubber.
Yeah.
So if she was like, no, use a rubber, I'd be like, come on.
I would never use a rubber.
But at least then she knows. That's nearly like, at least if she was like, okay, fine. And then she's like, okay, now I know how to protect
myself. What if she's
myself.
Blackout drunk?
That's bad.
Damn. I'm looking for an angle here.
I'm not gonna make you feel better about your past.
So you were stealthed.
Yeah.
Stealthed.
It was taken off, yeah.
Oh, my stealthed. God. And what'd you do? You turned around and you were like, oh, this feels better. What happened?
No, I actually fell asleep because I was so drunk. But the next day he told me.
He told you.
I went and I was because I provided it and I was just like, I'm just so fucking happy because I was really drunk, but I know that I was like, woo-hoo.
You provided the condom.
Yeah. Which is like, I just learned.
That's like my slut alarm goes off. I'm like, nanu, 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 nanu. This girl's ready. Let's go.
No.
I flick it out of her finger.
When I'd moved to America, girls had told me like you should have it and we were at some event where they gave free ones. So, and then he was like, oh, I don't have one. And I was like, here we go. And then the next day I went out and he'd gone into the living room and I was like, oh, I'm just so glad we used a condom. And he was like, oh, I took it off.
Why would he
say? Oh, okay. Well, stealthing wasn't. This was again.
I guess he
ago.
Should be rewarded Question. For his honesty.
Was he? So, do I consider that stealthing? Right? If devil's advocate.
Yeah, because
advocate,
he took it off without my
permission. Devil's advocate, Katie. Relax okay, for just one moment. Okay.
Drink my tea.
Coffee. You were too drunk to consent to sex.
Oh no, I consented to sex for sure.
But you said you were like really drunk.
Yeah, but I also.
You were.
I knew what I was doing.
Could there have been a miscommunication, because this is actually the entire premise of the movie
Knocked Up.
The entire premise of the movie is a miscommunication and a stealthing incident. This is literally what happens.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's so hot. I was like, oh, I can't get it going with a condom. And she's like, just fucking do it. Just do it. He's like, whoa, without a condom. He just like mumbles it. And she's like, yeah, put it in. And he fucks her without a condom. Then he comes inside of her. And she never gave him permission to fuck her without the condom. So the whole movie, it's a fucking, once again, damn, pretty hot rape scene. If you're going to put him on, who was the chick?
Catherine Heigl.
Yeah.
Catherine Heigl. Heigl was fucking smoking, dude.
Yeah, back in the day.
Dude, no, she was a child back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When she first premiered, I remember I was like a kid at the time.
Nice.
It was Father of the Year? No, not Father of the Year.
My Father the Hero.
My Father the Hero with Gerard Depardieu. She was maybe 16, 15 years old.
That was an incredibly erotic film, too.
It was so inappropriate. Like now, it's so funny. Like they would not make this film because the whole movie, and I believe she's actually 15 or 16 in the movie. It's not like she's an older chick playing a younger chick. They're sexualizing this girl in a way like she's wearing a thong bikini. She walks past and like everyone's like, oh, look at that girl's ass. And the dad's like, oh, you must put his tail on your body. What are you doing? And that's the whole fucking movie. Yeah. Whole movie.
I've
in fact,
even heard it.
Pull up My Father the Hero, the trailer. They would not make it. This is.
And then like at one point she finds like this guy she has a crush on. And she tells the guy she has a crush on like, oh, that older guy I'm with, he's actually my lover. He's not my father.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They have to pretend to be lovers.
They have to pretend to be lovers. This is...
The hottest premise
of a movie ever.
They remake it now. They put it on Netflix, have them ethnically diverse, and be like, my father, the player. Shaniqua, why are you saying I'm your father? I'm your lover.
Yeah, Kenan Thompson in...
My father's still here. Shannon, go ahead. This was actually fucking, but I remember being a kid and being like, because I didn't know who Catherine Heigl was. It was just the girl from this movie when this came out. I was just like, this is the most beautiful girl in the world.
Oh my God, that's her.
Yeah.
14 and a half.
Besides, he's a musician.
She's supposed to be 14 and a half.
He can date a musician until all other men are dead.
A divorced father and his only daughter together on vacation.
Stella, this is Andy. He's French.
Oh, he's not French.
I'm nuts.
No, I know.
Look how
French
ugly people used to be back in the day. That's like crazy. Whoa.
Jesus.
What was the matter?
Dorothy?
Now she's French.
All she wants
it's is wild.
In her life.
It's a serious disease.
What?
It's called 14 and a half.
And what is the cure?
25.
She's out to impress the man of
a 25-year-old getting in
a 25-year-old is the man of
parents? A friend.
Any way she can.
Yo.
Is he her boyfriend?
Oh, that's James Marsden.
He's the boyfriend of that child.
Oh, wow.
I like older men.
He's the boyfriend of that child.
But the more she got carried away.
He knocked off a liquor store, shot the owner, and took the customers hostage.
Hello?
Hello yourself. The worse his life became.
Yeah, well, we got it. Wait, hold on. Is that guy judging him finally? Yeah. Somebody in the movie?
Well, like, everyone's like silently like, you're fucking a child. Yeah. Like, it's like the whole... Yeah.
It's half. It's but the way the movie's set up, because it's like the 90s or whatever. Half people are like, "You're gross," and the other half people are like, "Yeah, dude."
It's like that. And like, but like, they don't explicitly say like, "You're fucking a child." That's disgusting. Yeah. They just say like, "You're despicable." So he goes, "What? I guess you don't like orange shirts."
The story of a man whose hand skin wore away from too many high fives.
Yeah. The big champion in the racist live chat says, "This is how Ralph sees himself."
Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking wild. What a wild premise for that movie.
Makes you think.
Yeah, but when did that movie come out, Shannon? What year was that?
1994.
I was 12.
She was 15.
She was 15. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I probably beat my dick.
Who hasn't?
Like it fucking owed me money. Like, I was fucking like, watching that fucking movie. That was prime jerking years.
Yeah, 94, you had some bangers. Cameron Diaz in The Mask. That was 94.
Was I jerking to Cameron Diaz in The Mask? No.
Oh, no. You haven't lived.
Was that 94?
That was 94.
That sounds about right.
The Mask?
Whatever it is. Like, now I can appreciate Cameron Diaz now.
As an old bitch?
No, I can appreciate how beautiful she was then. Like, you see her now, you're like, wow, she was really striking. But for whatever reason, she didn't do it for me at all. All throughout, like, my childhood.
She was always kind of like the goofy one. Like, she was like Girl Next Door vibes.
No, it was because she did a movie in a row with Jim Carrey, and then she did something about Mary Ben Stiller. So it was like, oh, she only likes funny guys.
What was it, dude? It just didn't. Like, I can recognize she's beautiful, unquestionably beautiful, like just really fucking amazing.
Breathtaking.
But didn't get me going. Yeah,
look
at her.
That's her in The Mask.
She was fucking smoking, dude.
She looks amazing.
Smoking.
Huh? Look at that.
Yeah, no, obviously she's great.
You just tell she's got tight little pussy lips.
Just didn't fucking...
Jesus Christ, Joe.
Huh.
That was unexpected. You've been so good the whole time.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That was good.
Man, I've been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
By the way, not the right way to describe a pussy.
Oh.
Tight little lips?
Yeah.
Well, you said lips?
Yeah.
Tight little pussy lips?
No.
Lips?
The lips shouldn't be tight.
Why not?
The lips are a bunch of other things.
You like
Yeah, like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Yeah.
Joe wants lips like an angry librarian's mouth. Like,
wow.
No, we want to fucking.
That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right. We're going to wrap this one. You guys are the shit. Love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.